lebih. Back there, so well, it's more open, where you could actually, you know, let's stay outside. But the only thing about it is you have a curfew hour. You're not allowed to, when it's dinner time, they like to go outside and say, like, well, or when you're at school, you have to be home by 5 or 4:30. If you get out from school at 4, you have to be home by 4:30. And then when you're there, weekdays, you can't play outside. Weekends, you're good, but there's a certain curfew hour. You said dinner time, you actually be at home, well, you know, you're all washed and everything, and then you eat dinner on the table every night, all together, every single night. Growing up, that was like when I was in grade school. Growing up in high school, it's the most amazing experience that I have. Well, for me, I don't really kind of enjoy it that much, because during my senior year, from November to February, I was hospitalized. I was in the hospital. But I was able to graduate because I was able to make up all, you know, my tests, my college test, entrance, the NCEE, the college before. I passed that, despite the fact that I was, you know. But I graduated with the rest of my classmates. My mom was so super strict when I was a teenager. I couldn't go to parties. If I go somebody, there has to be somebody that I know. And even outside my house, I can't even go up there and play with my friends. Otherwise, oh Lord have mercy, they're gonna work you back. But it's way different from here. Up there, you're not so worried about a lot of things, like times and stuff back in the day when we were growing up. It's more calmer, I guess, than up here that you watch them back there now. I mean, there may be really little things, shocking things that would happen every now and then, but it's not really a big thing. Everybody's just scared about your parents, and, you know, so when it's tough, I think, okay, let's get out, okay, let's go, you know, so I'm like, okay, just take your chances, so I go home, they go home, I'll see each other again the next day. And same thing, you know. We would actually walk from school, I remember it, we'd get out. And then we actually have this little, they call it a karenderia. It's this little, this is where you go eat, but that's a sidewalk thing. And they sell, like, they have this some fit, and if you have like extra money, like, hey, come on, let's go to, they call it the, it's like a little restaurant, that's a thing. I think or something. And you're like, okay, what are we going to eat today? I'm like, oh, I got enough money to order some fit, or, oh, I feel like eating a halo or something. And then after we do that, and I was like, okay, somebody will actually go different tricycle and go to, you know, different ways every single day. The most fun was my senior year. A few months before graduation, well, the school starts from June and it ends in March. Okay, so February you'll have your junior senior prom. After that you'll probably be taking your test and everything. I mean, you know that you'll be graduating, you've got your final exam. So from February to March, technically you just go to school for, you know, little projects here and there, but you actually don't really have that much classes anymore. They're actually just concentrating on the grades and everything. And I was just like, oh, and you got like the three last classes, you don't have it. So like, the teacher would say, oh, you have to come into market because you're going home early. You don't go home early, honey. You're like, oh, so where can we go today? You know, and we'll be checking with somebody else, like if they like be like in a barrio or something, and they have like the coconut tree or something that we could actually be together and, you know, and like go picnic or something like that. And we'll be like, oh, let's go to your house tomorrow, and we'll plan it ahead. And okay, so how are we going to do this? And, oh, we'll see each other, and we'll go and ride in a jeep or a tricycle, and then we'll go there, and then we're going to send somebody, and then, you know, the plan of that, whoever the place that we go to, they, you know, they're going to have some food or something, we go together, and, you know, that we did that.